Job 34. Moreover, Elihu answered, "Hear my words, you wise men." He's having a go at the friends now. "Give ear to me, you who have knowledge, for the ear tries words as the palate tastes food. Let us choose for us that which is right. Let us know among ourselves what is good. For Job has said, 'I am righteous. God has taken away my right. Notwithstanding my right, I'm considered a liar. My wound is incurable, though I'm without disobedience.'" Well, that's not quite a fair way to express what Job has said. He hasn't said, "My wound is incurable." He has said he expects to die, but he has said that he's looking forward to a resurrection. So when he also says, "I'm without disobedience," well, Job hasn't quite said that. He has said what God said at the beginning, that the Satan, the adversary, was moving God to destroy Job without reason, and that Job was upright and of integrity. So Job wasn't actually preening himself as if he'd never sinned. And yet that is how Elihu wants to misrepresent it. It must have been so hard for Job to hear himself being misrepresented by this young guy who claims to know it all. What man is like Job, who drinks scorn like water, who goes in company with the workers of iniquity and walks with wicked men? Well, no. Job did not company with wicked men. Elihu is just repeating what the friends said. That's not true. "For he has said, 'It profits a man nothing that he should delight himself with God.'" Well, no, what Job had said was that the righteous suffer and the wicked prosper. That's not the same as saying that God is not ultimately going to reward the righteous. Job was thinking in terms of the last day, when he believed that there would be a reward for the righteous. So Elihu is claiming to have some new knowledge, but actually he's just coming out with what the friends are saying. "Therefore, listen to me, you men of understanding. Far be it from God that he should do wickedness, or that he should commit iniquity. For the work of a man he will render to him, and cause every man to find according to his ways." Well, that is true, but the question is when. The argument in the book of Job is that in this life that God gives a man according to his works, or at the last day? And it's at the last day. "Yes, surely God will not do wickedly, neither will the Almighty pervert justice. Who put him in charge of the earth? Or who has appointed him over the whole world?" And obviously nobody, because God was the creator of everything. "If he set his heart on himself, if he gathered to himself his spirit and his breath, all flesh would perish together, and man would turn again to dust." Well, that's true. "If now you have understanding, hear this, listen to the voice of my words." I don't like the way Elihu keeps on saying, "Listen to me, I am going to put you right." "Shall even one who hates justice govern? Will you condemn him who is righteous and mighty? Who says to a king, 'You are vile,' or to nobles, 'You're wicked'? Who doesn't respect the persons of princes, nor respects the rich more than the poor? For they are all the work of his hands. In a moment they die, even at midnight. The people are shaken and pass away. The mighty are taken away. For his eyes are on the ways of a man. He sees all his goings." Yeah, well, that's what Job has been saying. And he says, "Well, I wouldn't commit adultery. I wouldn't even think about another woman in my heart, because God's eyes see and know all things." So painful, isn't it, when people twist your words and come out with things that are half true and half not true. So when you go through those experiences, you can remember that you are not alone, that Job went through this. "There is no darkness nor gloom where the workers of iniquity may hide themselves," that is from God. "For God doesn't need to consider a man further, that he should go before God in judgment. He breaks in pieces mighty men in ways past finding out, and sets others in their place. Therefore he takes knowledge of their works, he overturns them in the night so that they are destroyed. He strikes them as wicked men in the open sight of others, because they turned aside from following him and wouldn't pay attention to any of his ways." Well, is that true, that in this life God strikes the wicked in the sight of others? Well, yes and no. Job was nearer the truth when he says, yes, yeah, sometimes God does that, but other times he doesn't, and the wicked prosper and die in old age, as if everything's fine. When God gives quietness, who then can condemn? When he hides his face, who then can see him? Alike, whether to a nation or to a man, that the godless man may not reign, that there be no one to ensnare the people. For has any said to God, I am guilty, but I will not offend any more? Teach me that which I don't see. If I have done iniquity, I will do it no more. Shall his recompense be as you desire, that you refuse it? For you must choose, and not I. Therefore speak what you know. Men of understanding will tell me, yes, every wise man who hears me, that Job speaks without knowledge, his words are without wisdom. So again, Elihu is doing like the friends. He's saying that, oh yeah, every wise person and all the old wise guys, the men of understanding, will agree with me. No, that's not the basis of appeal. When God speaks, as he's going to quite soon, then we will get the true judgment. And so all our frustration, our hurt, our pain, the misjudgment and misunderstanding of us by others should lead us to want God and his judgment more than anything else. And that's what happened to Job. I wish that Job were tried to the end because of his answering like wicked men. He adds rebellion to his sin. He clasps his hands and multiplies his words against God. No. God says, Job spoke about me, the thing which was right. So Elihu is jumping in, both feet, very, very dogmatic, that he's right and that Job is a terrible sinner. And God is going to rebuke him for that in the end.